Last week, the county administered 1,500 first and second doses at two clinics in Astoria and Seaside. A community clinic in Jewell also vaccinated residents there. This week, health officials will offer 200 first doses and 1,100 second doses of the Moderna vaccine at two events. Another event will offer 500 first doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 16 and 17-year-olds and their immediate family members. The county should know this week whether the USDA will give permission to give the Pfizer vaccine to youths 12 and up. If eligibility is expanded, the county will open its Pfizer clinics to younger people. Families of Pfizer vaccine recipients can opt to also get this vaccine so that parents and kids can all be on the same second shot schedule. The county will also be holding clinics with a walk-in option to receive the Moderna vaccine this week. These events will be a mix of people with appointments and those without. People who want to be sure that there will be vaccine available for them should sign up for an appointment. Upcoming Moderna vaccination clinics with walk-in opportunities are scheduled for this Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Old Seaside High School, and Thursday from 4 to 7 at the Clatsop County Fairgrounds. People can sign up for vaccine appointments on the county website and see current information about clinics and other info. Both Columbia Memorial Hospital and Providence Seaside Hospital are now offering the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Contact them for information on getting a shot. See the Vaccine Task Force update link on the county's website for contact info for hospital appointments. The county remains at high risk according to State of Oregon COVID-19 metrics. Counties are evaluated weekly. Currently, about 35% of all county residents are fully vaccinated. The county continues to aim for a goal of 70% to reach herd immunity. I'm Joanne Rideout reporting.